Hello, everyone. Our subject for tonight is God Answers Prayers. I want to read a verse that is found in Matthew 7:7. Ask, and it shall be given to you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened to you. The Lord taught repeatedly that it is possible for people to communicate with our Eternal Father in prayer. Paul encouraged the Thessalonians to pray by writing to them in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17, pray without ceasing, meaning to be persistent in our efforts to come into God's presence in prayer, seeking and searching for God's guidance and for His assistance as we face our tomorrows and the problems of life. To refresh your memories, the Lord Himself had the habit of prayer. You will find an account in many chapters in Mark and Luke. In fact, Jesus began His ministry in fasting and prayers, and continued all through His life on earth. And we all know that He closed His life's ministry in prayer. The Lord's life was bathed in prayer and set the example by His life. He taught us to seek, and He says, you shall find. The Lord is always willing to answer our prayers and rejoices in blessing us with His answers according to His will, especially when He sees hungry hearts seeking His help. He will not turn a deaf ear to our prayers. Every believer must be aware that prayer is communication with God, and it should be an open, honest dialogue so our Heavenly Father would communicate to us with His answer. If we seek Him with all our hearts, with obedience to His will, He will hear and give us according to what He pleases. Each of us have certain basic needs that only God can meet. Each of us has individual needs that we at times consider to be uniquely our own. Each person knows that the devil attacks and threatens to destroy with either despair or destruction all our petitions and requests to God. Yet, I say, be encouraged, dear Christian, you are not alone. Being attacked and fighting the devil, and God is specialized even in things called the impossible things. He is the God of miracles. The only way to conquer these attacks is by prayer. If we run to the Lord, pray and seek help at His feet, He will bestow His mercy on us and gives us the victory. There we can find grace to help in time of need. May God help us to develop the habit of praying in any circumstance and temptation we find ourselves in at any time in our lives. For He, our God, knows our make, and He will not forsake His own. Please listen to what the Bible says. No temptation has overtaken you, such as common to man, and God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will provide the way of escape also, that you may be able to endure it. Our God is able, and as the song says, more than able, and He will help. Let's take all our burdens to Him in prayer, because He is, again, as I said, able. Friends, as we walk with Christ, we develop a dialogue and guidance along the road of life. And we can look back and say, it was my prayer life that kept me going, that encouraged me through all the experiences of life. Can you say that? Can I look back and say it was my communication with my God through prayer that sustained me and gave me strength for this journey? I like what someone wrote. What the church needs today is not more machinery or better, nor new organization or more new methods, but dedicated men whom the Holy Spirit can use. Men of prayer. Men mighty in prayer. The Holy Spirit does not flow through methods, but through men. He does not come on any other elements, like whatever you can think of, but he comes on men and through men. He does not anoint plans, but he anoints men. Men of prayer. So help us, Lord, to be the men of prayers that you want us to be. May his presence continue to be with us and help us to be men of prayers during these difficult and trying times. Until next time, keep healthy, stay safe, and may the Lord continue to bless you. Amen.